This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. And by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, it was one heck of a football game, I can tell you that. I feel bad for our seniors. We wanted to get it for those guys. I think we had a six-game win streak on senior day, and our kids fought their tails off. As usual, it's a team loss. You know, we did it together. There's plays on offense, defense that you wish you had back. I love that group in there. They fought their tails off to the end. Didn't go our way. Game of inches. The defense played their tails off the entire game. On the field for almost 35 minutes. They had one drive at the end of the second quarter, or I guess the middle of maybe the beginning of the second quarter, where they hit two big posts on us. Our guys tightened down. We made some adjustments and fixed it. But that and then a 2-minute at the end of the half where they made some plays and we didn't. Wasn't some good coverage. And they got a field goal before the half, which was a critical field goal. And then again, we pitched a shutout defensively in the second half. Until minute 36 in the game and a quarterback draw, which they've run quarterback draws. They got us in a good coverage for it. Our stunt up front probably wasn't as clean as you'd like. We'll look at the tape. I briefly saw it from an iPad, but was focused on the 2-minute for our offense at the end. And then offensively, they hung in there, made a lot of plays. Again, there was a lot of good plays out there for us. I mean, Nate Yarnell had a heck of a game. I think, we didn't protect our quarterback. We've had some shuffling going through our line, as you guys know. Jackson Brown had to start at the right tackle spot. Another change. In the old line. Jacoby was out in the second quarter, I believe. So we had another change there. And again, just part of the game. That's next man up. We got banged up last week. We got banged up a little bit more today. On top of that, but I love the way our guys played. We had an opportunity. Offensively, look at it. We had a missed field goal in the second quarter, I believe. Long one. Not easy. Ben's been outstanding all year, and he's a hell of a kicker. Then we had the goal line stand down there, first and goal at the 2. We didn't break the huddle fast enough a couple times. We were huddling up. Maybe we should have gone tempo. We were too slow getting up, lined up. It starts with me making sure they're ready to go. I call a timeout when Derek Davis goes over the top. I don't know if they stopped playing. I didn't see that play yet. But I look back at myself like maybe if I didn't call that timeout, maybe it's a delay and we score a touchdown and we don't matter, but we need to score at the 2-yard line. We got to get 6 points instead of 7. Put that one on me for calling a timeout. And I was just worried about that clock going down. We were tight on time, and I didn't want to be backed up 5 yards for a delay game. So operationally, we got to clean that up. But kids fought hard, and it's a game of football. They did a nice job at the end, and Cade Klubnik had a heck of a play. The dude can run. So Questions?
On the right after you called that timeout, you guys had three straight offensive penalties for different things. What was going on? What was the issue? Was there a communication issue that was getting the plays in late? The fans at one point were like counting down the play clock.
Yeah. I think we were trying to huddle with our skill guys, and we just didn't break out fast enough. I couldn't tell you exactly what it was, but we were down on the clock, and that's why it happened the first time. I wasn't going to get a delay game, but those were critical.
Yeah, on that last play, I guess, what do you think led to that? Were you guys just so far back in coverage that he hit a lane, or?
I think, we were in a two-man concept, which got us, at the end of the half, too. Just maybe went back to the well too much on that. Again, as you guys know, through the year, our defense has been outstanding. I had complete confidence in them at the end of the game. 2 minutes, I'm like, shoot, 2 minutes at the end of the half, 2 minutes at the end of the game. Like, our defense has been, like, lights out all year. And, they got us in a good coverage, and then we didn't rally and make a play on the quarterback. We got to get him down. He took it to the house. Let's at least let him kick field goal and tie it up. Whatever, we just didn't get him down. It's on us as coaches.
Pat, how do you keep this team from losing confidence after three games?
They're not going to lose confidence after what they did out there today. I mean, Steven, we got a good football team in there, and we played a good football team. They aren't crappy. We got a darn good football team, and we just keep our heads up. We got two more guaranteed games, and then we'll move on from there. We got a really good Louisville game, Louisville team on the road, and we got to pick up the pieces, and our guys will do that. They're great in the locker room afterwards. It's a game of football. It's what we do.
They only had eight rushing yards up to that last play.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. Georgia held them to 38. That was a low on the year, so that tells you what kind of performance our kids did. Moffitt, really couldn't get anything going all day. It was a great performance by our defense and rush defense, and then again to give up a quarterback draw, which is the one. So they got 58 total yards. They got 50 on the last play. So I don't know if I answered your question, but.
Yeah. You had two guys taking off on carts. Any update on those guys?
Yeah, Jerry. Both of them will be out for the year. Daniel had, probably looked like a broken, I'm not a doctor, but it was not a pretty looking sight out there. You knew immediately that he had an issue there. And then CJ Lee, he'll be out as well with again, I'm no doctor, but, a patella tendon. So.
What do you think? Why were you guys drawn offsides three consecutive plays? Were they doing a different snap?
Well, they called three in a row, and again, that wasn't, it was critical, but it wasn't critical because we get off the field anyway. Defense did a heck of a job, but three in a row, center was moving his shoulder and getting us to jump, but it was, three in a row, and then they got him the next series, but they didn't get him enough. Some movement up there that, shouldn't be done, but, they didn't get him, I'm whining to the officials. They got him the next series, but, I'm just glad they didn't score on those, on that drive and we get off the field.
Other than the touchdown, is the most disappointing part of the game, the 13 penalties?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, you look at offense, we had a holding call early. We had a false start, Gavin, down on the goal line, I believe. We had one illegal formation. We had a delay game on third and goal. We had a false start, two false starts by our guards out there. And then, we had an unnecessary roughness on P.J. O'Brien. I can't tell you. I got a good peek at that one. Again, we had the three offsides on defense. We had a face mask on the sideline, which is kind of nitpicky. But I believe we got off the field on that. We had a roughing the passer on Nate Matlack. He was coming out. Maybe if he's a little high, I'll have to look at that. I didn't look at it. But those are the penalties, they had. And then we had a delay game on punt returner for fair catching and then, picking up the bounce. So, when you look at it, just too many unforced errors. And, again, we've been good all year. The last 2 weeks, we haven't been that way. We had six drops. We had other opportunities offensively. I mean, again, there's just so many things you can point to. It's not just a two-minute drive at the end of the half or at the end of the game. It's a goal line stand. We had our opportunities to win. We got a good football team in there. We just got to be cleaner.
How would you do at this stage of the year to tighten up discipline in the moments where you guys had those self-inflicting penalties, regardless of the ones where
offsides and the shoulder thing, that's one thing. But when you're doing it to yourself on offense, it's something that you aren't done last week.
Yeah, I mean, it's attention to detail, and you know, we talk about it every day. And in crunch time, you know, we just got to be more disciplined. Again, we got a disciplined football team. You know, we're not an undisciplined football team, but you know, things happen in the heat of the moment, and guys get anxious, and we didn't do a good enough job.
You anticipate Eli will be ready for next week?
I would imagine, yes.
Can you take us to the personal foul on Nate, where the flag didn't come out, but then it came out late?
Came out like 10 seconds late. Yeah, that was like, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I mean, it looked like an aggressive play to me. You know, I don't know. Sometimes I lose my mind.
How do you think Nate played his role today, including for Eli?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he made some great throws. You know, I don't like the 8 sacks. You know, is that on him? Is that on the O-line? You know, we gave, you know, Jackson Brown some help over there with some chips. I think that helped out a little bit. We tried to help him out and help everybody out. But, you know, Gavin did a great job chipping and helping on the protection. So, you know, it wasn't like we ignored that, but just gave up too many. But I thought Nate played a heck of a game.
That final drive where Sauls hit the field goal to take the lead, was it your plan to go in there conservative, or was that all-star penalty like kind of like change the plans?
No, you know, again, they had the timeouts, so we knew they were going to blow their timeouts, and you know, I wasn't telling Kate anything. I wanted to tell him to be conservative because there's nothing I hate worse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And third, you know, in a 4-minute situation, if you want to call it that, like just running 3 plays in a row. But, you know, that didn't help, you know, the first down. You know, I just, you know, as soon as we got backed up, I think that was a pass on that play. I wasn't worried about it. You know, like I said, I'm not going to get conservative. There's nothing I hate worse is trying to run 3 straight times up in the middle and count on your kicker because they're going to get the ball back as well. But they, you know, they burned all 3 timeouts, gave them some time at the end. But, matter of fact, I think, you know, on the penalty, again, we had some, you know, one-on-one coverage out there because they had the box packed. But then we got backed up and, you know, it just changes things a little bit.
Take one more. Considering that Nate played as well as he did, would you consider keeping him as quarterback next week?
You know, it's way too early. We'll see how Eli's feeling, and it's a coach's decision. And, you know, we got a lot of confidence in Eli. You know, Eli's played well all year as well. So, you know, again, I've told you all year, Nate Yarnell is a good football player. And you guys saw it out there today. You know, we'll see, you know, when the grading gets done and see how everybody feels.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.